praise the Lord, Pastor C here with another faith-filled day. Glory be to God. Amen. Another faith nugget. Excuse me, another faith nugget. Now, this is why. Now, we're talking about creating a profession of faith. Amen. A profession of faith. Now, this is so important. And this is, see, you have to be so accurate with this. Amen. You have to be so accurate with this. In Hebrews 11:6, the word of God reads, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the reward of them that diligently seek him. Now, most of us think the word diligent means to be persistent. And in our American culture, that is what it means. But now, in the Greek, amen, the original translation of that word diligent there means to be accurate, to be correct, to be perfect, to be circumspect. Amen. So real faith, see, you have to be correct. You have to be accurate. You have to be perfect. You have to be circumspect. So there's no room for error. No room for error, praise God. And we have to understand that, praise God. And so when we say it, we have the faith of God. And we have God's faith. God has spoken to us. Amen. And what God says, praise God, is spiritual power. That's why Jesus says, in St. John chapter 6, verse 6 to 3, he said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. And that's living power. Amen. So when we have God's faith, amen, we have God's living power. Amen. Praise God. God's living power. The ability to create, to manifest exactly what God says. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. And see, that's why the word of God is alive and powerful. Amen. It is God's living power. Amen. And that's why we have to handle it so reverently, praise God. And that's why I say we have to hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. Why? He's faithful that promise. Amen. See, so the faith comes in that promise you heard from God. That living power is in the promise that God spoke to you. Praise be to God. Go have another faith-filled day.